If you want to know how regularly someone goes to town, you might say, how often do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
How what?
Often.
Okay. And if you agree with somebody when he says, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you'd say, you agree with him. He says, I might vote for that guy. And you go,
I'm not either.
Okay. Okay, parts of the body. This would be your
forehead.
Okay. And you go, a man would go to the barber to have his
hair.
Okay. And if the man hadn't shaved in the last week or two, he'd probably be growing a
beard.
Okay. And where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil to keep it handy?
Oh, probably behind his ear.
Okay, which ear?
Probably the right ear, I guess.
Okay, what if he's left-handed?
I don't know. He might put it behind his left ear, or he might just put it over here. I'm trying to remember now. I can't remember now if they reach over or...
I don't know, I'm right-handed, so I just...
I just put it right there, I guess,
yeah.
And I guess if you're left-handed, you just put it right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was mumbling, you'd say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. And you might say, he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. But you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay. And what do you call this part of your neck?
The Adam's apple.
You ever heard the word goozle?
Goozle.
Yeah. Can you play your neck?
No.
Okay, you have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay. And he says he needs to fill that
cavity.
Okay, or
tooth.
Okay. The dentist says, well, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. You might say, you can hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Okay. And somebody got mad and he doubled up both
fists.
Okay. Or he got mad and shook one
fist.
Okay. When people get old and complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body would be his
trunk.
Okay. Or if you get hit right here.
Chest.
Okay. You might say about a man, he sure has got broad
shoulders.
Okay. And you have a right and a left
hand.
Okay. And they measure the height of horses in
feet. Oh, hands.
Okay. You might say, The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
thigh.
Okay, or up his whole
leg.
Okay, and at the end of your leg is your
foot.
Okay, and you have two
feet.
Okay, and I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
chin.
Okay, and if you're gonna shoot marbles or something. I gotta demonstrate this. I can't. you get down like this and you say you get down on your... Do you have a word for that? It's a deer,
mm-hmm.
What kind of position would you say that?
That was a squatting.
Okay, and so to get that way you have to down.
Squat down.
Okay, would you ever say hunker down?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If somebody's been sick for a while and he's up and around a little bit now, but you'd say he still looks kind of